Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in ed tech and K-12 education this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On this episode, we explore the unfortunate but very real issues of dealing with trauma and burnout for both students and teachers, for all the recent reasons dominating the national conversation. You know, one thing that has become very clear during the pandemic is that zero learning gets done unless the learning environment is safe and healthy for everyone. Technology might not be the first tool you think of that can help this situation, but these stories posted to eSchool News last week show that it can. First, check out the article entitled Three Key Actions for Trauma-Informed Student Supports. It's written by Curtis Linton. He's the executive director of U.S. Safeguarding. And he puts out a very strong argument for dealing with these daunting problems. He writes, most every K-12 teacher or administrator can anecdotally describe the mental health and wellness challenges their students now face. Statistically, it's overwhelming. More than one third of high school students report they experienced poor mental health during the pandemic, and 44% reported they felt persistently sad or hopeless during the past year. The degree and types of trauma students now face can be measured as adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, that demand deliberate and focused school-based supports that can mitigate the ACE's impact on a student. We have talked for years about the challenges students face, but it is now time to actually support systems that not only re-engage, but keep students engaged in their learning. He then goes on to list a number of action points. Number one, monitor student behaviors. He writes, the first important step educators can take to mitigate student trauma is to monitor how students are doing and keep records on changes or unusual behaviors. While writing notes and discussing mental health needs in team meetings are a step in the right direction, software can make it simple for staff to securely record and manage non-academic concerns, such as bullying, harassment, mental health, self-harm, hardship, or neglect. Number two, case-manage students' needs. He writes, as we monitor student behavior and recognize trends, it's important to equitably case-manage these responses to each student's need. Rather than asking what's wrong with this student, ask what's happened to the student and what do we need to do to support them. This is the basis of good case management, deliberately tracking and monitoring all steps of the student support process to assure that the support has the impact intended. Again, data is driving these decisions. And then finally, analyze the student support data. He writes, when non-academic student support data is collected school or district-wide, it becomes an invaluable data bank that can show what intervention has had the most impact. Also, what resources are needed to assure every student can stay engaged in their learning. Just as we will use academic data to address unfinished learning in reading, math, and other core subjects, we can use the data about non-academic needs to guide our work in supporting students. I find it really intriguing. I mean, it's not something that you would think of initially, that the same data as you would collect for, you know, the assessment of math and reading assignments. But reading this piece, I think, makes a pretty good argument. Be sure to check it out. Next, Dr. Lori Cure. She's the CEO of Innovative Connections. And Alyssa Bennett, she's a leadership consultant and content specialist for Innovative Connections, contributes a piece called Six Ways Administrators Can Address Teacher Burnout in Their Schools. I'll tease you with three here. Number one, assess and determine contributing factors. They write, we might think we have all the answers to combat burnout, but this unrelenting stressor is complex. We use the MASLAX burnout inventory to measure burnout in three domains: emotional exhaustion, depersonalization, and personal accomplishment. Number two, they write, it's important to understand that resilience just scratches the surface.